Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. What a busy show we got today.
Oh,
huh?
I'm excited.
Is this a record number of people in here?
No, not a record number of people, but
second
you know
most.
What? It's like I feel like I'm at home. I'm with all the business owners I know and love.
That's right.
I'm excited about our show today. You know, I always say that, but today I'm really excited because we have a great group of business owners with us, and we also have the chairman of the upcoming Dunwoody Business Expo. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Bill and Craig.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy, for having
us. So tell us, the Dunwoody Business Expo, is this a first?
Yes, it is. It is a first.
And how did it come about?
Well, the Chamber tries to make a difference in the business life of people in Dunwoody, and it came about from the idea of helping other businesses learn what we're about, cultivate new relationships,
yes,
and connect with other business leaders.
Gosh, Lee, was it almost a year ago is it almost 2 years? April 15th,
right.
2 years ago, we did a City of Dunwoody show when it became a city, and that was exciting. I mean, we had the mayor, we had the city councilman on, we had...
That was when they are police force.
That's right. So that was the day that the police force took the street. So it's been almost 2 years, and the chamber's been intact for about a year and a half, 2 years, and it's really growing, I hear. So definitely the backbone of any small community is the chamber. So this business expo sounds exciting. When is it and how do you folks participate?
The expo is on April 21st. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Ravinia. Mm-hmm. And we have out on our website at www.dunwoodycommerce.org our brochure and how to sign up. People can be sponsors or exhibitors or can come and pay $50 and just go to lunch. Or for that matter, people of the public can just come at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock for free and mingle with the 70 or so businesses we'll have there in booths.
Excellent. And I understand you got a great keynote speaker, too, and John Heggie. He's the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Heinz, which those listeners that don't know, Heinz develops a lot of the buildings and has done a lot of commercial development in the Dunwoody area and in perimeter area. That'll be a great person to hear speak about development in the community, I would think. All right, so you talked about the luncheon. People can come to the expo for free, which is after lunch, and there's some guest speakers and seminars. But the highlight of this whole event, I really think, is going to be the business awards. So at lunch, I understand there are some great awards being given out, and the folks in the room have all been nominated for those awards. So enough about the expo. Let's get on to the big award ceremony. So this is how I picture it, Lee. You watch the Oscars,
yes,
and you roll out
the red carpet,
and everybody's all dressed up, and you're just sitting there on the edge of your seat. You can't wait to know who wins, right?
Absolutely. So this is, in the room, are the people nominated for a variety of awards? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's five awards, and I'm going to list the five awards, and then we have folks in the room that have been nominated for these awards, and I'm very anxious to hear about their business and let the community know what they do. The first one is the Rising Star Award. Needless to say, we would both be eliminated.
We're way past that.
Yeah.
What are we?
We've risen.
We're fading? Sorry.
Yeah. No, not so much. We're
shooting?
Blossoming.
You're shooting. You're definitely a shooting star.
That's right. Well, the Rising Star Award is given to a business owner in the community that's under the age of 40. All right. So that's one award. The Good Eats Award is given to, it's a People's Choice Award, to the restaurant with the most votes. So think about that. There are a lot of great restaurants in Dunwoody. The Growing Green Award is an award given to a company that has gone green. And I can't wait to talk to the person that's nominated for that in the room, because who would think? A dry cleaner's going green.
Right. That's good.
Wow. Small Business of the Year Award, which is pretty prestigious. I mean, you think about all the businesses in Dunwoody to be chosen as the Small Business of the Year Award. But then again, my favorite, and I can't believe the people that are nominated for this, People's Choice Award.
What's our favorite business?
Yeah. Who picks their dentist as their favorite business, Lee?
Wow.
I mean.
That's impressive.
Really.
Just being nominated to win for a dentist.
No doubt. So without further ado, we've got to get to the meat of the matter and interview some of these business owners, because I had the opportunity to look through a lot of the nomination forms. And when you think about you know, your favorite businesses, you usually think about the restaurants. I mean, that's kind of a natural. You like to go out to eat.
Right, that's an easy one.
Yeah, definitely an easy one. Or you think about the hardware store or the places you go and there's a, you know, community feel. But I don't know about you, Lee. The dentist is usually not my favorite place to go.
But these guys somehow pulled it off.
Yeah, pulled it off, and pulled it off in a People's Choice Award category.
Did they have a dentistry category?
No. But
so they had to be in the People's Choice.
Yeah, when you've got five categories. But without further ado, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Dentistry with a Difference. We have Dr. Prelec and Nordone. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you, Amy.
Nice
to be here.
So it's funny, we get guests on the show from other countries, and I always ask them, like the guy that started Fresh to Order, you know, the fast food chain, I always ask him, what's the biggest difference about coming to this country? And his comment was the number of cereal on the boxes on the shelf in the grocery store and all the women's white smiles. I mean, he was so shocked. Remember that?
Right.
He's like, I'm walking around. I can't believe how pretty everyone's teeth are.
People care about dentistry here in America.
People definitely care about their teeth. And obviously, you're putting a lot of great smiles on people's faces. How long have y'all been in Dunwoody?
We started in Dunwoody, actually. The practice started in 1977, 78. And Dr. Nordone joined me in 1986, and we've been at it ever since, so about 36 years.
I was 12 when I started.
That's right. I was going to say.
Were you a patient? You were a patient first?
No.
So that's amazing. So you're probably seeing some
people. Third generations.
Yeah. So some kids. Wow.
That's the great thing about Dunwoody is that we're seeing children grow up, have children of their own,
and bring them
to our practice.
That's right. Very, very gratifying.
Wow. So, I mean, the big question for me is how do you make dentistry fun and painless? I mean, that's a tough one.
It's a lot of work.
You know, we try very hard. We have a great staff, and I think that the staff is probably the key to just having a good time. We all work very hard. We try to be friends with each other, and you know, it gets there's a lot of pressure during the day, but we try to make it fun, and we try to make it a good experience for our patients.
Jeff and I like to think that it's us that they come to see, but I think it's really our staff.
Definitely.
I'm sure it's you to a large degree. What are some of the changes y'all have seen in dentistry, just in your business in general? I mean, I'm sure it's changed just with technology and just a lot of, like, the cosmetic seems like a lot bigger deal than it was before.
It's huge. Just like any other business, technology has really impacted us. Just computers and what we can do with computers and how we manufacture crowns. We can make crowns in one day now rather than sending them out to the lab and have a person come back a second time. Invisible braces, what we can do with that. Technology has impacted us tremendously. It's really kept it very fun for us as well. If you stay on top of things, you can never get bored with your profession.
I was going to say the cosmetic end, I think, has been the most exciting personally. I find it's just very gratifying and probably the most visible, obviously, when patients allow us to give them a smile makeover. And that is so much fun. I mean, it brings our staff and patients to tears in a good way when we've really changed their smile. And in some ways, after changing their smile, we've changed their lives.
Yeah, it's so true. That is the first thing you notice about someone, without a doubt. Is their smile. Usually their smile in their eyes. What's the first thing you notice, Lee?
Their eyes.
Their eyes. And then
their
mouth is closed.
Here? Any optometrist?
No optometrist. No. You've got to look in their eyes, I guess, to make them smile. So you talked a little bit about seeing multiple generations. When you started your practice, I mean, how did you start? It's tiny, and then it's just
one at a time, right?
Tiny, one at a time. In fact, it was so small that my parents used to come and visit with me. I would have them sit in the reception area. They would come in from out of town just so there'd be someone else in the waiting room when someone else was there. So, and then after the patient walked in, they would leave. So.
Did you always have a partner?
No. For the first 10 or 15 years, I practiced solo.
So what made you go with the partner?
Just wanted the camaraderie and having someone else in the practice and someone else to bounce ideas off of. And Dr. Nordone has been a great partner over the years. We really our management style is different. We bring different things to the table. But I think the bottom line is the practice really benefits from our different ideas, and we work well together.
That's the best part of having a partner. You can bounce things off of each other. If you get stumped by a problem, you can go across the hall and say, hey, take a look at this. I think there's a lot of power and strength in that.
For sure. And y'all are so involved in the community. Talk a little bit about the farmhouse for our listeners that might not be aware that every time they drive by that beautiful farmhouse, it looks that way for a reason.
Thank you.
We're very proud of that. What has been able to be accomplished with the farmhouse, it's quite a landmark in Dunwoody. And Jeff actually came to me one day and said, gosh, it's a shame that farmhouse is in such bad shape and they're trying to raise money to refurbish it, and they're just really struggling, and I wonder if there's something we could do. And we were bouncing ideas back and forth and for fundraisers, and we looked at each other and said, well, why don't we do it? Let's see what we can do. And it was quite a commitment, but we thought, well, Dunwoody's been very, very good to us. We should be good to Dunwoody. And we felt like it was an important landmark, and so we helped finance the restoration.
Wow. That's huge. Thank you. That's wonderful.
And that caught on, and there are other projects yet to be done in Dunwoody, and we're going to stay very actively involved in those and continue the process. So we're not done by any means. We've just gotten started.
So we've talked about it a few times at chamber meetings. That, are you sure you don't have a twin, Dr. Prelak? Because you're everywhere. You really are everywhere. I see you all over the community and always helping out, which is wonderful. With that being said, too, any future plans for any other like customer appreciation days, anything like that? We always see the big tent.
Yes.
Everyone knows our tent in the parking lot.
All right. So I have to say, you know that song, Brush Your Teeth, Olé, Olé, Olé? I'm sure you remember that.
Yes.
Probably 10 years ago or more.
I was hoping you would forget about it.
I haven't. And you guys had a choreographed dance with
That's
it.
That's right. We were the Blues Brothers also, remember?
My kids have not forgotten about that. But I think from like the age of 3 or 4, to current, when they brush their teeth, I hear this, brush your teeth, ole, 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 and there was a dance. Maybe if y'all win the award at the luncheon, you can pull out the dance.
We'll resurrect the dance.
Oh, also very popular was Dunk the Dentist, and I don't want to repeat that one either. It was a cold day.
Ooh. So talk a little bit about that. You do appreciate your customers, and is that something you do yearly?
We have done that yearly. We did it for about 15 years,
wow.
And last year we decided to do something different. So we got very involved in the music festival, Music Festival, and that was a lot of fun because we got to see a lot of our patients, of course, and a lot of community people, and really we were able to reach out there. So that was great. And the upcoming, there will be another event this year of some type, be it a music festival or music and arts festival, so I'm sure we'll be involved with that.
Little side note, that was also a Dunwoody Chamber event.
Yes,
very active
yes.
in the community, and that was a huge success.
Yes.
I hope they duplicate that.
Yeah.
I know it was a lot of work, too. Wonderful. Any final thoughts for our listeners? I mean, maybe just give them a little idea of why do you really like being in Dunwoody, and what makes you special?
It's a phenomenal place to have a business. The community feel, I always say it's a small town in the shadow of a big city. I don't think you could duplicate that feel anywhere. To have wonderful families, wonderful neighbors, it's just a great place to have a business and get to know people.
I would reiterate that also. And I think one of the things you mentioned before, just having generations of patients, it is so gratifying to have patients bring in their children when I remember them when they were 8 years old sitting in the chair. That's incredible. I don't know where the years have gone, how that possibly could be. I haven't changed at all. But but it really is gratifying. And to be part of Dunwoody, as Dr. Nordone said, is just great. It is a wonderful city. I'm so proud of it being a city now. I'm very, very, very proud to be part of the chamber. And we're in a great place here in Dunwoody. And we really appreciate what we have, and we're going to make it even better.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Amy.
Good luck with the awards. And for those listeners that want to come and see who wins, make sure y'all get your tickets to the luncheon. Thank you so much for being our guest. Now, Lee, we talked about the Rising Star Award.
Yes.
And JCAP, repeat visitor, repeat guest on the show.
He's the Rising Star?
He's nominated for the Rising Star Award. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Gosh, three-peat? Is this your third time?
Yeah, third time.
JCAP.
Third nominate? You've won?
No. Is this third time on the show, Lee?
Oh, I didn't know.
He was our first guest.
Was he?
Like 4 years ago. Remember
really?
That? Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he was our first guest. JCAP of CAP Concepts. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. We're a small web design and development company. We work with basically two different types of clients. We have the smaller type of businesses with that need a presence on the web and maybe like a content management solution. And then we have another piece of the business where we work with beverage companies, and we've developed an application where they can use our tool for category management in supermarkets and convenience stores.
So I know we mentioned this last time you were on the show, but who needs a website?
Who needs a website?
I say that tongue in cheek. Yeah. Of course, everyone needs a website, but why would they want you to do their website?
Sure. We just celebrated our 10th year in business last month, and we've got a great stable of clients. We work with taxi companies to companies that are accountants and CPAs and law firms, and we're able to develop a sophisticated web presence, give them the tools so that they can manage it moving forward, and do it at an affordable price.
And I understand that you like the personal touch. You like to meet with people and find out what their needs are, which is kind of unusual for an IT guy, Jay. You have some personality and you like people? Really?
Yeah, I think so. That's the best part of the business is meeting all the different types of clients and the great people that we get to work with and learning about their businesses and learning about who they are. And I'm involved in every project. We have a great team of people, but I've got my fingers in just about everything.
Now, isn't one of your differentiating features the fact that you have a business background and most web people are kind of more design oriented rather than business oriented?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we don't ask how blue makes you feel when we're meeting with you. We'll get to the colors and the good looking stuff later, but we want to find out the business objective, and then how we're gonna accomplish that business objective. I have an economics degree and an MBA, and so I think that is a point of differentiation for us.
And you do some incredible websites. Oftentimes, before we have guests, I'll check out their websites, and I know like Susan Snaps. You did their website, and they've got a whole online store and everything. I mean, that's got to be pretty complex.
And a regular store now, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And a regular store. That's right, in Sandy Springs. I mean, that's got to be pretty complex to be able to do places where they, like an online store.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of great tools out there now that you can sort of plug in a bunch of different stuff, and you can make a really, really good online store for a fraction of the price that you could 5 or 6 years ago.
What's a mistake you see businesses making in their website?
I think that they're almost afraid to ask for the order, so to speak. They're basically just sort of passively talking about themselves rather than aggressively saying how great they are and, having some calls to action on the pages. So I think that, it's there. It's a marketing piece. You want to get business from it. Don't be scared of that.
Yeah, that's so true. And we're hoping that some of our guests put this podcast up on their website because people do like to listen. They like to hear. They like to know. I do see you involved in the community a fair bit, too. I know on a hot day, I saw you at the Soapbox Derby, right? What's your involvement in the Soapbox Derby?
We've got a Soapbox Derby race car, and we've got...
For yourself or your company?
Yeah, for our company. It's not. I don't fit in it. If I did, I wouldn't be able to get out. But we've been participating in that since it started, and we haven't won yet, but we keep trying.
Yeah, you never know. Is that all about the car or the racer?
I think it's a combination. I mean, I think the car needs to be very straight, and then the racer needs to hold it straight.
Gotcha.
See that? Mm-hmm. Strategy right
yeah,
there.
It's all
Soapbox
down.
Derby strategy. You're not going to get this anywhere else.
No, you're not. Maybe we need to do a Soapbox Derby show.
That's a special. I think so.
Extra special. So, Jay, give our listeners just a little snapshot of why they would want to do business with you and then how to reach you.
We have an office over near 285 in North Beechtree. We'd love to talk to people that maybe had a bad experience with a web designer before. Maybe
are there any people out there like that?
I don't know. Maybe they have a website that's really not generating any leads for them, and they have a website guy that's not going to call them back, and they're having some issues with that. We'd love to talk to them. We do a free consultation in our office or at their place and see what we can do for them.
Terrific. Thanks for being our guest
and
today.
And your website?
I really appreciate being here. Our website's Cap Concepts. It's K-A-P-P and Concepts with a K. So K-A-P-P-K-O-N-C-E-P-T-S.com.
And also, we're going to put the links to all these websites on the podcast as well. So if you're driving or if you're on the treadmill, don't fall off listening to the show trying to grab the pen.
That's right. You can go to the website later.
You can click on the link. But definitely visit Jay's website. He's got a snazzy one. And Jay, best of luck with the Rising Star Award.
Thanks so much, Amy.
We'll
Thank
see
you,
at the luncheon on April 21st
right.
at the Ravinia Club. I'm going to repeat that a bunch of times so people remember,
That's
right?
That's good.
Excellent. Thanks for being our guest today. Our next guest is kind of a new kid on the block, but not so much. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Allison Norris from Allison's Restaurant. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for calling me for a kid, because I certainly couldn't go for the Rising Star Award.
Well, I say that, Allison, because out of all of the businesses here, I think yours might be the newest in Dunwoody.
I believe it might be. I opened on November the 1st, and we have been going gangbusters ever since.
Going gangbusters and making a lot of people happy and having a lot of smiling tummies, I hear, because you got a lot of nominations for the award, and people seem to be regulars. It's the comments were such that it's very family friendly, but my fondest memory of Allison's has been the Bloody Mary.
Yes, we do have...
It's a family-friendly Bloody Mary?
Yes, family, very family-friendly with Bloody Mary and even a Pimm's. You know, that's a British drink.
Oh, yes.
We'll be doing Pimm's on the patio as the sunshine gets nicer out there. And we've got lots of different dishes. It's interesting you say I'm a new person on the block. I've actually been in Dunwoody 17 years. Been in America 20 altogether. Haven't traveled too far. I was in Sandy Springs to begin with.
I sense the Sandy Springs accent.
You get that, do you? Yes. Yeah. It's from North Sandy Springs. Yes, can you tell? Yes. Yes, North Sandy Springs. And but yeah, I've been in Dunwoody 17 years. And you know, my friends and I, we would always argue about where we were going to eat. I have one friend that loves Italian, one friend that loves Mexican, one friend that just wants to have a quick sandwich. And we never quite knew where to go. And there are some great restaurants in Dunwoody that do all of those things. Of course, there's some good pubs too. And I know about pubs, you know, because you noticed I come from Sandy Springs. So
right, there's a lot of pubs in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, I know about pubs. I grew up in pubs. I know all about that. But anyway, I just decided I was going to open a restaurant that we could all go to without arguing.
So you had no restaurant experience? Is that what you're saying? Or you've been to restaurants?
No, that's not quite true. I grew up in the industry.
So you grew up in restaurants. So this wasn't just like kind of a random thought.
No, it wasn't a random thought, but it was, you know, I quit my restaurant in London, gosh, 25 years ago. Uh-huh. And back then I probably could have gone. Yes, I could have gone for the Rising Star Award then, but not now. And I liked to party and play a lot and got a little burnt out and swore I would never, ever get back in the restaurant industry again. But hey, you know, things change. Here I am again.
So how is it? The second round for you?
Well, the second round is going pretty well, and I do have a 12-year-old son, so I don't party quite as much, so I think I've got a little bit more stamina now.
So does the son work in the restaurant?
He does, actually. We homeschool, so I do school with him in the morning for a couple of hours, and then I have a tutor come in and does the stuff I don't like math and science. And
Bloody Mary and recipes.
Bloody Mary recipes, yes. And then he comes to the restaurant just after 12:30 when he finishes all his schoolwork, and his job is to take to help the servers and take the bus bins back to the kitchen and then help them do the transition from lunch to dinner. He doesn't really like it that much, but he wants to be an actor and a singer, and that's what he really wants to do. And he's done some professional work already, but I keep telling him, if you want to be in that business, you've got to be in this one.
That's right. Someone's going to find you singing Happy Birthday at their table.
He got paid for the first time. Mm. He got his first paying job in the restaurant a couple of weeks ago. We had we get a lot of large groups coming in for birthdays, mm-hmm. and we had a group, and it was somebody's 60th birthday, mm-hmm. and they actually paid him to sing Happy Birthday, so he was kind of thrilled about that. Yeah.
What's your specialty? What's the number one thing on your menu that people order besides the Bloody Marys?
Let's see. Gosh, it really is split, actually. Because we are a neighborhood place, we have a whole variety of people coming in. Mm-hmm. So I would say my signature dish is actually my crab cakes.
Ooh.
They are Marilyn style, full lump, yummy, yummy, yummy. And we serve them as an appetizer or two different ways as an entree. So that's my signature dish. But at lunchtime, the businessmen that are coming in at lunchtime, they're liking my Baltimore Blitz, which is good comfort food, open face roast beef sandwich, mm-hmm. gravy, smothered in gravy on the fries. Oh my goodness, that's yummy. And they like the Cincinnati chili. Mm-hmm. I like to pick up recipes. Actually, I like to steal recipes when I travel around the countryside. If I think something's cool, I'll try and recreate it.
Very cool.
They're the top sellers there. The ladies like the low-calorie menu. They love my Allison salad. That's a real big hit right now, especially with it getting nice and warm. Mm-hmm. So that's a big seller. And then one of my very popular lunch dishes are my fish tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing really, really nicely. But, you know, in general, it's the seafood and the steak. Oh, and my chicken soup. Yes, I have a following. What was this, I thinking?
Have you recited the entire menu?
No, gosh, I could carry on all day if you like. But no, the chicken soup. I actually have a following on the chicken soup. I have people who tell me that I'm a shameful woman because I've given them an addiction.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. An addiction to chicken. I got to try that then instead of the Bloody Mary. Maybe I'll turn around. I have got to come in, though, and try more things on the menu. And you're in the corner next to Wasabi House where Mexico City Gourmet was. In that corner.
Right.
Mexico City Gourmet. Man.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's a whole different story. But
yeah, we don't do the whole party thing, you know, with pouring the stuff down your throat, but we can be a party.
But it's a nice little area with the patio, and it is very family friendly. Yes, I always see the kids out on the grass. Wonderful, wonderful place to visit. And obviously your customers think so because you have been nominated for the Good Eats Award.
I certainly have, and I hope I get it. I already got a blue ribbon from Chestnut Elementary, so that was kind of fun. Yeah,
That is special. So moving forward, what are your plans on being involved in the community more? I know you're involved a lot in the chamber.
Yes, I'm starting to work with some of the schools. As I said, I did something with Chestnut Elementary. There was a fundraiser. Well, sorry, it wasn't a fundraiser. It was for the teachers, and I supplied the food for all the teachers as a thank you from their father's group that meets there. Nice. And then I'm very involved in Stage Door Players. Mm-hmm. We love the arts, so I'm involved there. And I'm open to doing fundraisers on Monday nights for different community organizations. And I just want to, you know, I'm a member of the local church. I'm a member at the country club. So I'm kind of pretty involved in the neighborhood as it is. I love Dunwoody. I really do. I really enjoy living here and working here. It's great.
You must have a big following because I remember when you opened, I got all these emails that first day, friends saying, you've got to check out Allison's restaurant. Check out Allison's restaurant with your address. Give us your address and maybe some other way that folks can contact you if they want catering or something like that.
You want the street address or the web address?
Both.
Okay, well, the street address is 5500 Chamberley Dunwoody Road, and that is in the Shops of Dunwoody, straight opposite Wright's Gourmet, whose sandwiches are so yummy, too. Love Wright's Gourmet. When I don't want my food...
Are they here?
I believe they are here, yeah.
Yes, so we have to be nice to them.
Even if they weren't here, I would still tell you their sandwiches are good. When I'm fed up with my own food, I'll go over there. Anyway, our web address, I probably need Jay's help because I like to do everything myself and my website is still not really very good and not up and running too well. But the web address is Allison, and that is with one L. That's the British way. So it's Alisons restaurant@AT&T.net. But I do probably need to get together with Jay because I can't do everything.
There you go.
He'll trade you food for a website.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Can I say one last thing?
Sure.
Hello, Robert. Are you doing your schoolwork, honey?
Are
you listening to the radio?
We know you're not.
We know you're listening to the radio, and you need to get back on with your math. Get on with your math, son.
Busted. You know, pretty soon he'll be a rising star.
I hope so. He hopes so, too.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning,
Thanks,
Allison.
Amy.
Good Eats. You know how much I love to eat, Lee.
We could just do a show on that.
Yes, we could. We have done several
many
Good Eats shows. Talking about rising stars again, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jennifer Howard. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So you're with Edward Jones,
mm-hmm.
and you're obviously very young. I'm looking at her thinking, wow. How long have you been in business in Dunwoody?
I've been here in Dunwoody over 3 years. Okay. So luckily, I do look pretty young, so yes.
But you're really old? Is that what you're saying?
I'm really old, but I'm just not as young as I look.
We're not going to have a birth certificate check or anything for this Rising Star Award, are we? So tell us about your business and why you like doing business in Dunwoody.
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked. I like doing business here in Dunwoody because a lot of my clients are here in Dunwoody. It makes it very easy for me to stay in touch with them, to stay in person with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you know about Edward Jones, but Edward Jones was founded in the Midwest in small rural towns. Dunwoody by far is in this area. I'm an Atlanta girl, grew up over in Marietta, and by far the smallest town in the Atlanta area.
It is.
Very community oriented. So.
Yeah, and I'm so glad it's a city now. That's so exciting. So you like the hands-on approach. Do most of your clients come from the Dunwoody area?
I'd say the largest majority of my clients are here in Dunwoody, absolutely. Definitely most, and almost all of them in the Atlanta area.
And I'd love to highlight the fact that you're involved in the Dunwoody Chamber through another capacity. There's a lot of old folks, like I can't say J Cap. I'm looking at J Cap. There's a lot of older folks like you and I involved in the chamber. And you guys have started your own little group within the chamber called the Y-Pods, which is such a cool name. I'm so happy about that. Young Professionals of Dunwoody.
There you go. That's
so
good.
Tell us a little bit about that and how you meet aside from the chamber. You have your own mixers?
The Y-Pod does have their own mixers. They invite other local, I guess, chambers that have other that have younger groups as well. So they do mixers with
How do you
groups.
Define young?
It's under 40.
Under 40?
I think Dunwoody defines it as under 40. I believe others sometimes define it a little differently.
We can't crash 40. That one.
So we're out. Way out.
But I do think it's a really a good idea, and I know there's some mentoring that goes on with the Y-Pods, and y'all have been so helpful with the spreading of information for the Dunwoody Expo. You're always very involved in reaching out to the community. And I think it's pretty neat to be a young professional starting in Dunwoody because the relationships you can build are huge. I mean, we talked to the dentistry with a difference. I mean, my goodness, 37 years. Can you picture yourself sitting there 37 years from now still in Dunwoody doing the same thing?
Sure. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That was the right answer, by the way.
Yes, it was. We like that.
Yeah, no. I'd like to be here another 30 years. Absolutely. And in addition to helping with the Y-Pods, I'm actually also an ambassador for the chamber.
Okay. So. Excellent.
What's an ambassador?
We stay in touch with businesses here in Dunwoody. We make them feel welcome as they come to the chamber. We also let them know about the chamber. So if you're visiting a Dunwoody Chamber event, look for an ambassador. They'll introduce you.
So you kind of show them the ropes?
Yeah, show them the ropes. That's a good way to put it.
That is nice because when you join a chamber, it can be intimidating and not knowing anyone and not knowing what the events are like. And it is kind of good to have an inside voice on that. The extra special touch. Dunwoody Chamber is pretty cool. Are you getting that sense, Lee?
I'm definitely. And this expo is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it will be amazing. It really will be. Again, April 21st at Ravinia. And there's still booth space available. Jennifer, will you be participating in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I will definitely be there. So
excellent.
I look forward to it.
I know you'll be at the lunch.
She's got to show up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other final thoughts for our listeners? I mean, I know your business is one that changes so rapidly, and it's also kind of sensitive to be able to talk to our listeners on the radio, but any big changes in your business?
Absolutely. Well,
huge changes. I can't believe I just asked that. I should be ashamed.
Good one.
Any big changes in the financial industry?
Nothing.
Well, I'm sure everyone's seen the news in the last, 3 years, and then, more recently in the last week or two. The market definitely changes on a daily basis, weekly, monthly. Mm-hmm. But taking a long-term perspective, looking at risk tolerance for clients, looking at what their actual objectives are is a lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis, staying in touch with my clients, making sure that they're up to date and that, we're managing their portfolio to help them achieve what they're looking to do. I tell people I like to make happily ever after a reality for my clients.
Aw, I like that.
That's adorable.
That is very, it's so nice. It's so true, too. And I imagine when you get hungry, you have two really good restaurants to go to. Tell us where your office is.
My office next door to Allison, so absolutely, and across the way from Wright's. So it's in the Shops of Dunwoody.
So do you have to be in that shopping center to be nominated? It seems that,
no.
Is that
hang
a coincidence?
Tight. Hang tight. There are a couple. And actually, J Cap, I mean, I don't think he's even really in Dunwoody, but he's just an active participant. It's like I said, addresses on the edge of Dunwoody. But, that's the great part of the chamber. There are a lot of folks that might do business in Dunwoody but don't live in Dunwoody, or they might have their business in Sandy Springs. It's just such a nice, tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And I live in Sandwoody. I don't even live in Dunwoody.
Right, you're on the...
Yeah, maybe we should start a Sandwoody chamber.
You can.
Oh,
maybe,
boy.
Maybe a subgroup.
Yeah, I'll let you be the chairperson of that. Jennifer, final thoughts for our listeners on your business and then how they can reach you.
I appreciate that. What I would say as far as listeners, if someone hasn't heard from their financial advisor this year, it's a great time to take another look and make sure you're achieving what you'd like to achieve. I've been in business, 3 years and plan to be here another 30, so good long stay.
And then she's out, so you got to hurry up. You got 33 years, that's
33
it.
33 years, yeah, absolutely. But as far as ways to reach me, Jennifer Howard, if you just type in Jennifer Howard and Edward Jones or Jennifer Howard and Dunwoody, I'll pop up pretty quick. So
wow.
Cool.
That's good. Somebody must have helped you with that search engine optimization because that's a pretty common name. That's awesome.
I don't know. I did a lot of it myself, actually.
That's great. That's
so
great.
Yeah, spend a day or two on the computer.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning, and good luck with the Rising Star Award.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
See you at the luncheon on April 21st at Ravinia. Can't wait. Next up, we have John Kramer from Buzz Promotions. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So the Buzz promo, I've seen your stuff in the chamber. I've seen you at some chamber events, but I have not met you personally. But you have a great reputation. Everybody, I thought your name was Buzz. That's why when everybody says, oh, we'll call Buzz. I thought, so I'm going to call you Buzz if that's okay, because that's the way.
That's perfect.
So tell us about the Buzz promo and how it started.
Okay, the Buzz promo, we do promotional products. My tagline is, let me help you create a buzz for your brand or your products. Started my own company about a year and a half ago. I've been in the industry several years, probably 10 plus years. So, really enjoy it and know a lot about the industry as far as products, and really try to just create a mix with my client, what product works for them.
And give us the little snapshot or menu of your services.
Okay. My products include promotional giveaways, branded or logoed corporate gifts, sales incentives and awards, employee rewards, and then, of course, embroidered apparel and screen-printed apparel.
Boy, that's a pretty big wide variety. I know that, like, I go to a lot of trade shows for work, and it seems like those promo items switch out from year to year. It's like there's always something hot.
Yeah, what's hot this year?
Actually, the thumb drives, the USB drives, are still very popular. There's also a new item out. Obviously, the smartphones are very popular. There is an item that you can put on the back of it that, resists it from moving. I wouldn't recommend putting it on your dashboard, but you could, put it on a table or a desk, and it doesn't move. And then you can use that to clean the screen. LCD screens, obviously get a lot of fingerprints and so forth, and that's been a popular item.
When he said the smartphones, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to the right trade shows.
Really? They're giving away smartphones?
All I'm getting is hand sanitizer.
Look, you got an iPad. Don't forget that.
I did. I won an iPad at an event. So yeah, I guess I have come out okay.
I think you're ahead.
And they do have iPod cases now as well, just like a silicone, similar to a cell phone.
Like a skin type thing?
Thank you very much, yes.
Neat. Yeah, that's a good idea. So what types of folks usually contact you? Is it people that are going to trade shows, or is it usually just pens? I mean, walk us through how you would work with a client if they come in and say, I need to promote myself through something I can give away.
Okay. Well, that's a great thing about promotional products is pretty much anyone is a potential client. If a customer comes to me and says they have a trade show, we try to first find out, what type of event is it? Is it a themed event? And then we look for some items that will create a buzz for that event or their company. And I like to focus on small to medium-sized businesses just because I like to educate them about promotional products. There's a lot of people out there that know a lot about promotional products, but a company that's never used an item for a potential trade show giveaway or uniforms, identity. If they have work with a couple doctors' offices, dentist offices, and they have uniforms, just to identify construction workers, any type of brand identity.
When you leave today, you're going to get a nice coffee mug that says Radio X. No coffee mugs today?
We're out.
Oh, but you know what? You see Lee's coffee
see that?
Mug. There you go.
If only we had the right promo guy.
That's right.
That's a potential reorder.
But it is. It's interesting just how much branding can be done with promotional items, especially the ones you keep around, like a coffee mug or even pen. I mean, I still love pens. Am I old-fashioned?
Yeah.
I must be. I still love promotional pens. Where do you see your business going in 5 years? Still in Dunwoody, I hope?
Yeah, absolutely. I live in Dunwoody. I have a home office. Most of I do like to go. If you were to ask me where my business is, I would say my customer's office. I like to still have the one-on-one approach. In this business, it's gotten very internet savvy, which is great. But, I think customers still need that one-on-one, consultation. I always say I can sell you a pen all day long, but is the pen going to be the right product mix for, for your event or your trade show or your company in general?
And you're a young guy. How long have you been in business? You said a year and a half for yourself.
Correct.
And then you were in the same type of industry before. Can you tell I'm fishing for the age?
I don't qualify for the Y-Pods.
Yeah, I'm looking, thinking, well, maybe I had him in the wrong category. You look like a young fella. So how can folks reach you or visit your website if they're looking for promotional materials to brand themselves?
My website is www.thebuzzpromo.com. And you can check out the website. You can contact me via the website. The three main solutions that I have on my website, we have buzzworthy solutions, which is, you know, where I'd like to find a nice product mix for that event or client or trade show. Also, we have the Buzz One Day Rush, which is if your boss comes to you and says we're exhibiting at that trade show in Las Vegas next week, we can get the items there to you on time. And then we also have the Buzzworthy products, which is always a new and unique item. I always try to, you know, update that website periodically with a new item that will help you create a buzz.
Terrific. I'll tell you what, though, nothing creates buzz at a trade show more than the Aflac duck. I mean, people tackle me going out with those Aflac ducks. Although the other hot item now has been Band-Aids with the duck on them. I'm not sure why. Someone broke into my car and stole the duck and the Band-Aids, but left my laptop and my GPS and everything, but just went for the duck. So that's the power of a promotional item right there. Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. Again, give your website and best of luck with the Small Business of the Year Award.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's www.thebuzzpromo.com.
Terrific.
Perfect.
Thanks for being our guest this morning. For some reason, Lee, every time I see Matt Wright, my stomach starts to growl. And I have some good questions for you because I'm a regular at Wright's Gourmet. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Matt Wright of Matt's Gourmet. Or Matt's Gourmet.
Matt's Gourmet.
Wright's Gourmet. I always tell him, how does it feel to be Mr. Wright? I mean, there's a lot to live up to there, Matt.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. It's good to see you. And thanks, Lee, for the time.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And you have a Mr. Wright. There's two of you. Tell us about how Wright's Gourmet got started and your involvement in Dunwoody.
we started in 1984. We opened in the Williamsburg Shopping Center. And my dad decided to get into that business after a career in sales, and he decided to, you know, move over and start his own business. And that's how it got started. We were there for about 3 years in that shopping center at Williamsburg before we moved down to where we are now in the shops of Dunwoody, a much larger space than we had where we were. So that's kind of how it got started. And as far as our involvement in the community, we do a lot of I was just thinking as I was waiting to speak that what we've done lately, but, you know, we've donated. We had some Marist high school mothers that were doing a Habitat for Humanity home. Mm-hmm. You know, we donated, you know, food's kind of our thing. So we donated sandwiches and fed them all day, you know, while they were working. So that was kind of neat. And we got to go out and kind of watch and hang out
yummy,
with them a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But a lot of things like that. We work with a lot of the churches and schools in the area donating, you know, for teacher luncheons or appreciations and those kind of things.
Was that like a key component of your success, you think, is that integration with the community?
It is. One of the greatest things about our business is all the friends. When I looked up my wedding in 2004, and there's probably easily 15 or 20 couples mm-hmm. there at our wedding, and I realized, well, the only, you know, only way I knew them was because of this business. So that's been really neat. So, yeah, it's great.
Were you kind of forced to go into the business?
No, volunteered. I didn't think I was going to go into the business, but that just kind of came back after school and started helping out when we were in a place where we kind of needed some help, and it just never got out of there. So,
yeah,
it's been great.
Keeps growing and growing.
Yes.
So the lemonade cake. You know I love to cook. Okay, the two questions I have are the lemonade cake. Is there ricotta cheese in that?
That's a secret. I can.
You're giving that up.
I'd be willing to tell you. Yeah,
There's not because it's so moist, but it's not pudding. Okay.
No.
Then the other one, when my mom comes to visit from Kansas, we go to Wright's Gourmet. The tuna salad with the raisins. Does it have brown sugar in it?
There's lemonade in that. No, that's why you got confused.
That's right. Let's just take her down all the wrong roads.
No, our tuna salad has a peach chutney that we make, and the chutney has some raisins in it. So that's why when you're eating it, you're thinking, how'd that get in there? You know, is that supposed to be there? And it is. So it's part of the peach chutney.
Yeah. I always like to try to figure the recipe out because I love to cook so much. I like to try to duplicate it.
Right.
I could never duplicate that. But you know what? Next time my mom comes, I might put yours by side with something I make.
We'll bring her back in the kitchen, and we'll show you how we make it.
You
might have to sign a
you know what?
Something.
Everyone that's been on the show that has offered me a trip to the kitchen, I have been there. Right. Sausage World. Did you know there's a company in Atlanta called Sausage World? They make gourmet sausages for people all over the country. Yeah. Fresh and fit, fresh to order. Yeah. Whenever someone invites me in the kitchen, you got
to
look out.
I'm here to publicly invite you. So
all right. And I'll even put the hairnet on. I've done that. I put
that
the hairnet
on. Even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. It's a bonus for you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
So when you are nominated for the award, obviously you've been in the Dunwoody community for a long time, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's just a tradition. Young and old, they go to Wright's Gourmet. What do you do to create that feel?
Do you think it's a name? How much credit are you giving that name?
The name, it's not bad. It works. We're actually starting a dinner delivery service this coming week where Wright's to your door. We'll be delivering meals to people's, you know, for new baby, get well soon, that kind of thing. So that's, the name's not bad.
Yeah, that's helping.
You know, it's helping, so.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
And you do catering and lunches for offices?
We do. Two of our biggest customers are in this building that we're in right now. We do a lot of corporate catering. That's kind of our bread and butter outside of, you know, how many people we can seat for lunch every day, which is right around 85 or so, 100. But yeah, corporate catering is huge for us.
And how have you not given in to the being open for dinner thing? I mean, I know people always say, gosh.
Quality of life issue.
Well, I have four sons under the age of five. And so that certainly.
Wow.
Yeah, that certainly has something to do with it. But we are thinking of, and it's not official yet, but expanding our hours a touch, maybe a couple of hours instead of closing at 4, maybe stay up until 6. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah.
And what's the signature item on your menu?
The lemonade cake. You heard of that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be almost hard to say. I would say our turkey salad, which a lot of people think is chicken salad, but it's actually roast 4 25-pound turkeys every night in our ovens overnight. And so the turkey salad's been one of the biggest sellers we've had. We're doing a fried shrimp po' boy, which we never fried anything in our kitchen for probably 20 years, and now we're giving in to frying a few things. So, fried green tomato BLT with red remoulade sauce. It's really good, and the po' boy. We're kind of branching out a little bit after all these years. So,
did he say a BLT?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's my other favorite is bacon, which, by the way, we have Pine Street coming on. The people that raise their own pigs to make their bacon in Avondale Estates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. They better bring samples.
I'd have to talk to those people.
Can you imagine? Well, we'll let you know when the show's up, and and you can listen to the podcast of the Pine Street folks.
Very good.
Definitely got a lot of nominations for the Good Eats Award, so you're obviously followed well.
And a plug from Allison's restaurant, too.
Exactly. And the two of you met. It took... You're across the parking lot from one
you're
another.
You're always bringing people together. That's what you do.
And it happens often here. We've had that happen where, like, two people show up and they're like, oh, my gosh, you were the best man in my wedding. Really. Like, they hadn't seen each other in a couple years. And they're here together as guests.
Whew. That's great.
Yeah, that was random. Well, wonderful. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you at the luncheon.
Yes.
At Ravinia on April 21st. Any last thoughts for our listeners? You want to make our stomach growl anymore as it's nearing
lunchtime?
Well,
it's almost lunchtime, yeah. Okay. You know, we're just, what we've been doing for years is just trying to use the best stuff we can find, freshest breads, you know, produce, and we've got over 30 sandwiches, so there's a little something for everybody, and we're selling tons of cupcakes now, and we bake all of our own cakes and, you know, baked goods in-house, everything from our salad dressings to... everything is made right in our kitchen. We've got about 2,000. A lot of people don't know it. Our kitchen's about 2,000 square feet, and we need that space when we're catering to big companies like Vulcan Materials and R.R. Donnelly that are in this building. But we make everything in-house, and I think that kind of, nothing better than fresh. So yeah, come see us for lunch. And you're invited, too, you know, come to the kitchen. You don't have to stand in line. Just come on back.
The 2,000-square-foot kitchen. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest this morning, Matt.
Thanks for the time.
I'm anxious to find out about the tuna salad peach chutney.
So and Lee's invited as well if you guys want to come together for lunch.
See, sometimes they invite me.
That's right.
Yeah. Lee. Oh, the producer now. The producer's saying, hey,
and
wait,
Brad.
Pick me.
Brad can take my spot.
We'll take all of you. All of you. Whenever you can come.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Last but certainly not least, you know, you talk about the buzzwords and just the shows we've done. We've got one coming up in April highlighting Earth Day. People are going green, but who would think that your dry cleaners is going green? Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have a nominee for the Growing Green Award, Ben from Fabricare. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
When I saw him, I thought it's got to be a rising star, but
no.
No?
No, we're actually up for the Environmentally Friendly Growing Green Award. One of the things that we've done in the past few years is really trying to push that environmentally friendliness. It's something to separate us from all the other cleaners out there. You know, there's one on every corner. How can we be different? Mm-hmm. So
what do you guys do to grow green?
Well, there's four real big components of what we're doing. First, we recycle hangers. You know, every time you go to the cleaner, you're getting those hangers. They're accumulating in your closet. Just don't throw them away. Bring them back to us. We want to reuse them, reduce the amount of waste. Secondly, we're using biodegradable poly bags, you know, those plastic bags you mm-hmm. get over your clothes every time. You're probably just going to throw them away because they really don't have another use. But these bags that we're using, they biodegrade
much
faster.
Can we bring them back to you?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm going to keep you to your word.
Yeah. thirdly, we're using eco-friendly detergents. So these meet the most strictest standards of the EPA, but also leave your clothes with a brilliant shine. And finally, you know, what we've done that really sets us apart from all the other cleaners, we use Green Earth Cleaning Solution. We started this about 8 years ago. It's a non-ozone-depleting, biodegradable, non-toxic solution. We're one of three in the state that actually use it, and we were the first in Georgia to use it. It's made from liquid silicone, which is essentially sand.
Hmm.
So it's the same thing that the Earth has been creating for over 6 billion years. It's safe for the air, your water, and your soil. It's very common. In fact, liquid silicone is found in a lot of the products you probably already use, such as shampoos, conditioners, and lotions.
And you're in Dunwoody. Give us your location.
We're located at 2482 Jet Ferry Road in the Williamsburg Shopping Center.
I don't go by that way very often, but maybe I need to. Do you have a drive-through?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
But we also offer a free pickup and delivery service.
Oh, yep, now he's speaking my language. So I just put it all in a bag and you bring it. Oh,
yeah, it's a twice-a-week service, so it's right from your door and back in the same week.
See, wow. He just saved me time now,
and then
too.
I can dump all my hangers and plastic bags back to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
I'm loving that idea.
You never have to have a, you know, a trip to the dry cleaners again.
Well, I'd like to see you. I like that part of
it,
but that
you know,
would
that's
be
that's part
awfully.
Of the, you know, the process of, you know, converting some of our clients, our existing clients, mm-hmm. to the route. And, you know, they're sometimes a little hesitant. You know, they like to see, you know, the mm-hmm. Our employees' faces. So.
But how nice would that be to come home and it's all just hanging up? You put it on my front porch swing?
Oh, yeah. And we're not
so
just
So I don't have
Dunwoody.
To be there?
No, you don't have to be there. Just we'll come by and pick it up. And
let me know when you drop Lee's stuff off, because he's got some really nice-looking shirts I want to borrow. you're dropping off at 3 o'clock. Now, that's a great service.
Yeah, we're not just in Dunwoody for that. We go as far north as Johns Creek and as far south as Brookhaven.
Terrific.
Wow. Yeah.
Terrific. And, gosh, who would think? I mean, I don't know. I don't think about earth-friendly or going green when I think of my cleaners, but that's it is
maybe
a really good
point. Maybe you should.
I should, especially the hanger thing. I mean, honestly, I cram those all in a garbage bag and put them in the trash. That's got to take forever to biodegrade.
Yeah. You know, we really want to reduce the amount of waste, and recycling is certainly the best thing to do.
Well, he's getting all choked up. He's so excited about it. Especially
hangers,
when you... Yeah,
all those hangers.
No more wire
no
hangers.
No more folk art that I've been making.
Something tells me you probably do come up with something creative for your hangers, Lee. Wonderful. Well, you're up for the Growing Green Award, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Again, give us the address and how folks can reach you, and they'll definitely see you at the awards luncheon.
Sure. Yeah, we're at 2482 Jet Ferry Road. That's in the Williamsburg Shopping Center. And you can reach us at our website, which is www.fcdrycleaners.com. And just one final thought. We do have an ongoing food drive. We're participating with over 20 Atlanta cleaners, and we're working with the Atlanta Community Food Bank. So, you know, please send in, you know, any cans and whatnot that you can.
Excellent. Thank you. And I know you're very active in the Dunwoody Chamber. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Gosh, Lee, full show.
Got it all in.
And there are some other folks that have been nominated that couldn't make it today. So
their loss.
Yeah, McKendrick's Steakhouse for Good Eats. Wow. I know they've been guests on the show before. Stage Door Players, Publix. It was really nice to see that so many people had favorite businesses. And it is amazing to see just the community involvement in Dunwoody. It makes it such a fabulous place to live, to work, to play. And we hope that all of our listeners will come out on April 21st to see who wins these prestigious awards in Dunwoody.
Or just to go around the expo and meet all their neighbors.
Exactly. If you want to come to the luncheon, you need to visit the Dunwoody Chamber website, which is dunwoodycommerce.org. You can purchase a luncheon ticket. They're $50. Or for those of you that are observing Passover, you can come for $35 just for the program and not have lunch. And then if you want to go to the exhibit, that's free. So we've got Ken Wright, Mayor Ken Wright, coming out to cut the ribbon. And then you can attend the expo all afternoon at no cost. If you want others to see how wonderful you are in Dunwoody, I really recommend a booth. And there's still booth space available.
Right. Booths, sponsors, right?
Yeah.
You can get anything.
Exhibitors. And then there's a cocktail hour at the end. A lot of great activities, a lot of fun, and a fabulous way to let the community know about your business in Dunwoody. And even if you're not in Dunwoody and you want to draw some customers from the Dunwoody area, fabulous place to be. Again, it's April 21st at Ravinia, and visit the dunwoodycommerce.org for more information. And I wish all of our nominees good luck in the awards. I can't wait to see who wins on April 21st. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a wonderful week.